What's going on there, youth pastors? Paul Turner here from the DiscipleProject.net and your host of the Youth Ministry Motion Podcast, the podcast that wants to keep you motivated and your youth ministry moving forward. How are you today? I ask that every week because, well, I'm genuinely concerned. I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you're knocking life out of the ballpark. I hope that your summer plans are coming together. I hope your youth group's well. I hope your family is together and loving one another. I hope your relationship with your pastor is going well. And that last one has a little bit to do with today's episode, because we're going to be exploring the definition of success. And I would ask you this question: are you and your pastor on the same page when it comes to how you define success? It's an important question, because if you are operating under one definition of the word and they are operating under another definition of the word, well, that can complicate things. We're going to jump into that here in just a second, but I want to welcome in those of you that are brand new here to the show. Thank you so much for taking a chance today, clicking that play button, and I hope that you'll enjoy it. I hope I bring you great value today. And of course, if you're a regular, I always appreciate your time and your attention. And some of you are not only listening, you've actually clicked the follow button and you've said, no, I want to hear this kind of content every week. And I am super thankful for you. Before I jump into today's topic about defining success and getting on the same page as your pastor, I want to let you know that there is a great resource in my store called Tribes, and it is a summer competition resource. It has sign-up sheets, team sheets, score sheets, slides, games, points. It's got everything you need if you are looking to grow your youth ministry this summer. Yes, it doesn't take all summer. I mean, you could do this as a 4-week, a 6-week. You could do it all summer. I've done it for several years where it's just, 4 weeks and it works perfectly fine. It motivates students to bring their friends. And then at the end, they get a trophy, a prize. I've taken them on limo rides, did big pizza bashes, done all the things. And I find success with it because it creates bonds with students while they're on those teams. It's very intentional. It's not just, hey, let's have a bunch of hype. It's very intentional the way I do it, because I want kids to stay around. I don't want just hype. I don't want just kids showing up. I want kids to be able to stick around and become a part of the youth ministry. And most of all, accept Jesus as their Savior and know Him as Lord. And the only way that can happen sometimes is if they'll stick around. They'll just keep coming back. And so I'm super intentional about that. In fact, I've put a whole audio on this resource so that you can listen and kind of hear my heart behind it. And then I go into details and all that stuff. So if you're interested in something like that and you want to be able to support the podcast and support what I do and get this out to other youth workers like yourself, I'll put a link down below. You can check it out, see if it's for you. And if it is, go ahead and grab it as a resource for your youth ministry. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into the topic du jour today, agreeing on the word success. The word success is open to interpretation. In fact, you and your pastor could be inches away on that definition, or you could be miles apart. And so here's what the wider version, if you're what I feel like is the widest version of this, of the word success between a pastor or committee and the youth pastor, kind of sounds like this. See, their version, the pastor committee's version, is reach a lot of kids. Numbers, mass. Your version of success is, I reached one kid, that kid. Their version of success is, you caused the least amount of trouble. don't cause any trouble. You'll be fine. Your version is, I took risks and chances that caused a stir. Now, I'm not talking about flippant chances. I'm talking about calculated risks, calculated chances. That was me. I would do things like that because I needed to move the ball forward. I wanted to reach more kids or different kinds of kids. And so I calculated those risks and took those chances and caught that smoke. Their version of success, maybe you are a self-starter that does not need any coddling. And although that's good in some ways, it kind of absolves them of any discipleship responsibilities. Your version says, I'm a team player who is in a mentoring relationship with my leaders. Now, somewhere in the mix of these definitions, you both have to come to an agreement of what success looks like for your youth ministry. If you cannot agree, there will be unfulfilled expectations and broken spirits on both sides. When you do come to agreement, life and ministry will be easier to navigate. So my suggestion is you get together as a team, whether it's your committee, your pastor, and decide which of these phrases best define success. Is it how many kids in the program? How many kids on the retreat? How many kids in Sunday school? How many on the youth team? Now, listen, I put most of these in the how many category because that is how many pastors see it. They look at the numbers. Look for balance, though, and ask your pastor or committee to also consider how this list of how many's can be added to that list as well. Things like how many students have stepped up in leadership? How many kids bring their friends? How many kids have personal spiritual disciplines? How many guests have you had in the past few months? How many kids have you or your team connected with? How many new kids went on the missions trip? How many students are you personally discipling? How many is only one dynamic of success, but unfortunately, it is the most visible and therefore judged more readily. Don't forget to add other intangibles and growth markers to the list. Help the team or your pastor see some of the other things Jesus saw as a success, like understanding the truth, or the acts of faith kids take, like Peter stepping out of the boat, or the centurion's faith. Maybe there are students who are taking real leaps of faith, but they need to hear those stories. And maybe you need to share about success like servanthood. How many kids are serving in your youth ministry? And there are plenty of examples throughout Scripture, and I invite you to search for them and model them and brag on them. And I encourage you to get with your pastor, your team, and find a balance. Find a place of agreement on that word success, because ultimately it will help you and your pastor have fair expectations of one another and of what the success in youth ministry will look like. It will cut down on heartburn and heartache. Thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope it brought you great value today. If it did, and you are brand new to this podcast, I would love if you hit that follow button. And if you're one of my OG listeners, or even just in the past 6 months to a year, maybe, and say, look, I've not left a review yet, I'd love it if you left a review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that other youth workers like yourself can find this kind of content and grow in their faith and in their skills to build a successful youth ministry. And don't forget, if nobody's told you lately that you're doing a great job, let me tell you, you're doing a great job and you're only going to get better. And I'll see you in the next episode.